Steve and Jill here.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I are talking about why playing at your level is imperative.
Stephen, do you always play at your level?
Yeah, actually, I probably do. I try to play slightly above my current level.
I think that's the best place to be.
I mean, the best analogy I can use is, imagine if you just decided yesterday you wanted to start playing basketball and you're 12 years old and you got thrown into the NBA.
Like, or even the varsity team.
Yeah. Or even with the whatever. So, you know, you're never going to play basketball again.
Right.
And you might be a Michael Jordan waiting to happen.
Right. That's not going to do you any good.
It's the same thing with this. You don't ever want it. And if you're an extremely good born basketball player and you have to play kindergarten level basketball, you're never going to do it again either.
Yeah, talk about a quick way to get frustrated and give up and think this sucks and not for me, I'm out.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members. That may have been the best part of the show and it's just over. Like, click.
Yeah.
Now I got it. Thanks.
I was going to say, this is a good prelude to my Land Academy Light too, by the way.
Take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And as you're listening, please drop your questions into the comments section below.
Or drop your comments in the comments section below like, you guys. Just kidding. Mark asks, I know you say you need 10 deals to feel comfortable. I felt comfortable at 2.
This is perfect for this topic.
It is. So now I'm 15 deals in. How do I know I'm ready for info lots or houses? Am I ready? How do you think? I think he is.
Well, just by the fact that you've got that confidence. And
yeah.
You do have some deals under your belt. You're way ahead of the curve, so you're ready. That's how you know. Or it's like having a kid. You're just never ready. You just do it. And you just figure it out as you go.
Right. I think if you really want to like have a checklist, you know, have you made a profit on your properties? You know, you figured that part out, check. You know, are you understanding all the deeds and all the transfers and everything like that? Yeah, check. You know, does it feel right in you? You know, check. You want to be, you know what? This is perfect. You want to be a little bit uncomfortable. You don't want to stay at your level until you're complacent and bored. You know, that's a burn, then you'll burn out. You want to push yourself a little bit, and I think that's where Mark is. And I'm sure he's ready. And I'm sure Mark has 2.0, and he's probably watched it all this last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, he sounds like do you know who this is?
No.
You sound like a go-getter.
Yep.
You know, you just can't get enough, and it can't be fast enough. I mean, that's kind of how I am, too. I've always been like that. I think the most, I went into a convenience store recently, and the guy behind the counter was clearly the guy that owned the place.
Okay.
And he was happy and smiling and talking to the customers and ringing people up, and they loved him and he loved them. And that, you know, I can't imagine him buying and selling real estate.
Oh.
I think that he loves people. It's always baffled me when a business is based on this, that people walking through the door. Like, I wonder how many people are going to walk through the door today.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have any control over it.
I think you do.
6 people might walk through my door and buy, you know, a
gum?
Diet Coke. 600 people might walk through the door and buy milk, and we're going to run out. And on and on and on. There's this constant, you know, there's so much risk. You just don't know what's going to happen. With our business, if I send 3,000 letters out and to a well-placed mailing campaign to a zip code that I picked out for info lots or houses, I know exactly what's going to happen and when it's going to happen.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
If I send 6,000 out, I'm going to buy 2 houses. If I send 6,000 mailers out to buy info lots, I'm going to buy 6 properties.
Yep.
There's a slight variable in how fast I'm going to sell them, but I know I'm going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can almost tell you exactly how much I'm going to sell them for. It's just the time. There's a little bit of a time variable. And I didn't spend any money.
I agree.
I spent just money on mail.
Exactly.
So it's just, you know, this either sings to you or it's like, I don't think you can really say, it doesn't work. What I hear people saying is like this guy who owns a convenience store. I don't want to do that. That seems like a lot of work, or I could just stand behind his cash register.
Oh, I hear you. Can I?
So I think the person who asked this question is not one of those people. I think he's like, yeah, I want to, let's do this.
Well, along your lines, it's kind of like the thing that I'm not going to spell it out who it is, but there's a relative of mine, let's just say.
Same gender, same last name.
Please don't. Oh, come on.
Oh, sorry. I have to cut that out.
Never mind. I'll share it later.
Go ahead.
You're good.
I'll cut it out.
No, you're good. Anyway, no, it was just a funny thing that someone said about making different choices in life and asking me, and I'll cover more here in this next section.
Today's topic, why playing at your level is imperative. This is the meat of the show.
Why is this imperative?
Well, I think the basketball analogy spoke to it all, and I think that it's this whole week the theme has been, I don't know what the exact theme was, but it's just...
Was there a theme?
We are bifurcating and trifurcating the Land Academy / soon-to-be House Academy group. And it's becoming more and more apparent to Jill and I, and we didn't plan for this.
That's true.
That the things that brand new people need are very different than intermediate and advanced people need. Mm-hmm. And all are super important. We're not, right. No one gets left behind here.
Right. And you know what's funny? When I say need, we all need the same access to the same tools and cheap mail and getting data and all that stuff, but we're using it in different ways, and we need different people to talk to and build our business. I was just thinking about at the second live event, we had a big discussion about adding a zero to what you're doing, and some people are like, oh God, that makes sense.
Chasing zero.
And so, no, I'm not chasing zero. Adding a zero.
So
instead of doing $10,000 properties, do $100,000 properties. Or maybe you're doing $1,000 properties, doing $10,000 properties. Adding a zero to the end of what you're buying and flipping and that kind of thing. And it's funny because at the intermediate event, people are like, oh, you know, most of them are like, I get it. That makes so much sense. And they are there. The beginner event, it's not, it was a little bit scary, a little bit daunting. They just want to do more $1,000 events, not just add a zero. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's actually brilliant. I wrote it down. I'll do a whole thing on it. Adding a zero that's why we're all
Thank
here.
You.
You know, it. I think that's what this show is about.
Yep.
You know, start with $1,000 property. You'd be crazy to start with 10.
Welcome to your board.
10 or $100,000 property. I understand everybody wants to get there faster.
Right.
But buying and selling a few $100,000 properties and understanding the mechanics of it and what it takes.
You mean $1,000 properties?
I mean, sorry, $1,000 property.
And then
adding a zero to doing 10, like an infill lot. So your rural vacant land, you can easily buy properties for $1,000.
Yep.
Sell them for $2,000. Infill lots, easily $10,000, $15,000, sell them $20,000, $25,000 all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the $100,000 level, you're starting to get to the ranch level.
Yep.
Even though most of them cost a little bit more than that, but you can certainly buy houses
mm-hmm.
for $100,000. Jill and I have multiple houses under contract right now in that range that will sell for $125,000 to $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
So adding a zero
That's a great, probably great way. That's how I'll just define the group. Are you, you know, adding a zero? When adding a zero doesn't
Brilliant.
Scare you, now you're ready for the next level. And that's, so playing at your level, stay at $1,000 for a little bit to get comfortable if that's what you're working with. I do have, you know, there's some people that come to us that are still newbies, but to them, $10,000 a property is no big deal. I'm like, fine, still flip a bunch of $10,000 properties, figure this all out a little bit, you know, make sure it's right for you, then go on. Now do $100,000.
And 2 million.
Yeah, and go up. And then we're at this next big thing. I know what's coming. I know that you're going to come up with some property and it's going to be some astronomical amount and it's going to be so valuable even at that price that someone's going to throw, you know, $500,000 at it and just do the whole deal and not leave room for anybody else. And that's okay.
Buying properties in Southern California, SFRs for a million, like between $900,000 and $1,000,001. And mm-hmm. selling them for 1.2 to 1.3 wholesaling
mm-hmm.
in their current condition is like drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably seems like a lot, but we're doing those deals too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not hard to make $1 million a month when you do five or six of those deals.
Exactly.
At all. And it's the same amount of work.
Isn't that great? Think
exactly
about that.
Exactly. The same amount of work.
Your level is doing five deals per month and you make, you know, $200,000 a deal. I'm good with that.
Yeah. And I think that, it won't be long before those numbers, if the days on market support those quick flips like that, mm-hmm. then I'm not sure they do after that level. I think now you're getting into a luxury home that for any market that's getting expensive, so it's going to take longer. This for the sweet spot for us right now is 700 to 1.1, mm-hmm. making $100,000 to $200,000 on it. So
that's what I like.
It's hard to have a talk show about that because a lot of people don't believe it that goes on.
Oh.
And it's hard. It's the same NBA example at the beginning of the show. I think to bring somebody in who's brand new and is really, really intelligent and eager to say, look, we can do this right now, I think that's scary. You have to go take the steps step by step by step. The scariest part about doing a $1 million deal is raising the capital. It's not the deal itself. The deal itself is, it's you analyze a $1 million SFR wholesale flip just like you do a rural vacant land property for $1,000. Mm-hmm. And then they should sell in about the same amount of time. The buyer's completely different, but you got to raise some capital. That's the only, that's what House Academy is really all about, mm-hmm. is raising capital.
But you know what? I think it's only scary in the beginning. Once you got that person, once you have that relationship, mm-hmm. and you have those people, like where we're at, it's not a big deal. You know, I mean, we're at the point now where, you know, they know us. They know our comfort level, which is actually, we're a little bit overly cautious sometimes, and I'm glad about that. You know, we turn away deals all the time.
We're way
so by the time, and that's like, you know, I haven't talked about this for a while, but that's one of the great things about you, Stephen, is you really do your homework. So by the time it gets to me, I'm like, where do I sign? I don't really care. Yeah. What do you want to do now? Great. Because I know you've run different scenarios on it. It's going to work, whatever it is. That's great. Well, that's how our investors, I know that's how our investors feel. By the time it gets to them, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Where do I wire the money? You know, because we all know you've proven it. And that's just who you are too.
Yeah.
In a very good way.
I've passed on multiple deals in the last 2 months that are on main roads, like
yeah.
really busy traffic roads for some reason. It just doesn't. And then I've seen what's happened to those assets because they're close to where we are.
Yeah.
And they get flipped effectively.
I know. It's still okay. It'll never break my feeling. Hurt my feelings for break my heart, hurt my feelings became break my feelings. You're like, you'll never do either of those or all three combined. So, anyway, by doing too much due diligence or being a little cautious, I just don't, I mean, you have to, there's a sweet spot and you got it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to compliment you.
I know. And I take it that way. Okay. Actually, I don't know any other way. I've always
Thank
been
you.
Like that. Just a little bit, I mean, really aggressive, but
yeah.
just err on the side of caution when it comes to the deals that you do. Yeah. Super aggressive in the number of mail units that you send out, aggressive on your pricing, but to pick and choose exactly which deal.
Exactly.
You know, in the beginning,
time.
It's run to the bank.
Yeah, our time's worth a lot now. I think that's a lot of it. It comes down to, I'm only picking the best ones because I don't want to waste my time on the silly ones.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Man, you are onto something.
Oh, you like that?
With adding a zero.
Thank you.
I mean, I think it's such an easy explanation to say in the beginning, it's 1,000. Intermediate, it's 10,000.
Advanced, it's 100,000.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm glad that you were writing a note of something positive that I said, not something like, you have lipstick on your teeth.
Or your mustache is showing again. You don't have a mustache.
You're so silly.
Just joking.
Oh.
You know, I'm teasing you.
Hey.
No, we can't end it.
Why? Why you? Why can't you?
You said, what?
I don't remember what to say. That's silly.
The kids need to see us kissing in the kitchen.
Okay, well, they got that. Thank you. Please be sure and hit the subscribe button. To stay up to date on our podcast, like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.